And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 30th of September, 2025. Today is the feast day for St. Jerome. Jerome was a person who translated the Bible into Latin. This translation is referred to as the Vulgate. And like many early church fathers, Jerome was a vegetarian. He explained his theological reasoning for not eating animals this way. As to the argument that in God's second blessing, permission was given to eat flesh, a permission not given in the first blessing, let him know that just as permission to put away a wife was, according to the words of the Savior, not given from the beginning, but was granted to the human race by Moses because of the hardness of our hearts. So also, in like manner, the eating of flesh was unknown. From the beginning of human nature, we neither fed upon flesh, nor did we put away our wives. But after the flood, together with the giving of the law, which no man could fulfill, the eating of flesh was brought in, and the putting away of wives was conceded to the hardness of our heart. But now that Christ has come and has turned back Omega to Alpha, neither is it permitted for us to put away our wives, nor do we eat flesh. The founding of the Vegetarian Society of the United Kingdom was on this day in 1847. The Vegetarian Society of the UK campaigns for reduction of meat consumption, assists policymakers in developing a more compassionate food system, runs a cookery school and a lottery, and organizes National Vegetarian Week in the UK. It also licenses Vegetarian Society-approved trademarks for vegetarian and vegan products. And the release of the 15-minute-long BAFTA-winning documentary, 73 Cows, was on this day in 2018. 73 Cows is the story of Jay and Katya Wild, British beef farmers who battle with their conscience every time they take their cows to slaughter. Feeling trapped within an industry he no longer believes in, Jay knows he must make a change. Jay grew up around cattle farming, though he had reservations about the ethics of raising cows for food. When he inherited the 173-acre Bradley Nook farm from his father in 2011, he transitioned from dairy farming to organic beef production, believing this to be less harmful to the cows. In the summer of 2017, he met with the Vegan Society, and Jay and Katya were supported to give their herd of 73 beef cows to the Hillside Animal Sanctuary and take up vegan organic farming. This film was directed and produced by Alex Lockwood, and in 2019, it won the BAFTA Award for Best Short Film at the 72nd British Academy Film Awards. Jay Wild said, "It was a joy, really, to know that the ones who were still living on the farm were going to be saved, literally, and enjoy just being cows." The Plant Powered People podcast published their first episode on this day in 2018. Life is always easier and more exciting when you have friends to share in your journey, and the path to plant-based living is no exception. On the Plant Powered People podcast, you'll hear from folks who've embraced plant-based living while they share their experiences overcoming obstacles in the most graceful and sometimes not so graceful ways. Join hosts Michelle Seen, founder of World of Vegan, and Tony Okamoto, founder of Plant Based on a Budget, every other week as they tackle challenges like being the only vegan in the family, or what it's like to be plant-based while working at a non-veg restaurant job, and more. And here is a prayer for today by Dr. Andrew Lindsay. Blessing God, who gives strength to those who struggle and to those who endure, bless us with a compassionate heart that feels with you the injustice of the world, and help us to strive towards that peaceable kingdom in which all your creatures shall be free from pain and live with you for all eternity. Amen. A prayer from Animal Rights, Liturgies of Animal Care by Dr. Andrew Lindsay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that every day is the right day to soften your heart and celebrate the virtue of compassion.